John Busby with the Culture Buzz, and just thinking about this delightful song and dance goddess just makes me smile. When Leanne Bakros at the Des Moines Playhouse said that I would be interviewing Amy Bergmeier, my mind flashed back to some great shows I watched her in. I even got to share a stage with her once, and it just like it's kind of like adulation. But Amy responded to the call of the Bright Lights in New York City and had been successfully working there. And we don't have to say much else beyond that. It's been a rough year plus for the Broadway scene, and that has trickled down. We, of course, our heart continues to go out to the good folks at Des Moines Performing Arts, but we have options here in Greater Des Moines, and the Des Moines Playhouse, God bless them, they have found ways to make things work. They have figured out a successful way to present shows in repertory, which means they can do one and then another cast, and then the first cast comes back one the next weekend. And the reason I'm visiting with Amy Bergmeier, other than I begged and pleaded with Leanne to be able to visit with you, Amy, okay, is the next show to grace the stage at the Des Moines Playhouse opens April 9th, and it's called Some Enchanted Evening, and it is going to be that. It's the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein, and it's going to be a fantastic night of song, probably some dance, but it's just going to be something you can just let wash over you and fill your soul. It's almost like going out on a sunny beach and letting your toes wiggle in the sand, but this is all the sands of sound, the sounds of musical theater, as only Rodgers and Hammerstein can do. And that, of course, is why Amy Bergmeier is on the show right now. She is part of this incredible cast. It is so delightful to have you back here in the Greater Des Moines area. And I know that you have to be absolutely delighted to be able to ply your craft, as they say. Welcome back. Tell us about this show. I mean, I know how the people who are involved with this. I mean, you've got Katie Merriman as the director, music director, and Francine Griffith on the keyboards. So this isn't just going to be some kind of musical review, is it?
That's correct. And just to add, Leanne Bakros will also be taking her turn at the keys in some of the performances.
Oh,
Katie's not available.
Well, and
I said I didn't know that she played.
Oh, she's so very good.
Yeah.
Well, you found that out.
I am so delighted to be part of this. I can't put it into words how much it means to me. It gets me emotional just thinking about it. Like, my spirit just needs to be on stage again, and here I am. I'm so happy. So happy to be back.
Well, how did this...
And yes.
Tell us how this came about, because you had made the big move, and you were your career was growing. I mean, New York City is just kind of like an inner part of your being, but tell us about the path and your personal journey through this past year and what got you back to Des Moines.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. So I have been living out in New York. I've been there for a little over 10 years. And before that, I was here in Des Moines. I worked at the Civic Center and I did a lot of stuff at the Playhouse. Sharing the stage with you, might I add, Joseph, an amazing technical dreamboat. I hit the ground running and I just auditioned for everything I could possibly get my hands on. Mind you, I have a master's in journalism from Iowa State. I did not go to school for musical theater, yet my heart led me in that direction hardcore. So that was kind of what I just followed my heart and I ended up out there. I landed some really awesome gigs. I've done two national Broadway tours. Catch Me If You Can was the first national. And then I did Martin Sharnan's final Annie tour before he passed last year.
Wow.
So that was pretty special. Both of those were the highlights of my career so far. And at the point of pandemic when it had hit, I was in final callbacks for four national tours. And I had booked two shows. I was preparing to go to Arizona to do Bonnie and Clyde and play the role of Blanche. And my lease for my apartment was coming up, and I was planning to just go there, put my stuff in storage, and all of a sudden, all of the pandemic hits. At that point, my show, I didn't know yet if it was going to be canceled, and I was planning to come through Iowa on my way. That's not how it all totally ended up, as we know. Every show got canceled, including all of mine. And I ended up feeling best driving across country with a friend that lives in Minneapolis from New York, and we ended back here at our parents' homes. And I've been here just over a little over a year at my parents' farm in southwest Iowa.
Well.
Yeah. And
sigh.
It's been rough. It's been rough.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm so grateful that I have the family that I do, and I'm trying to stay involved with music and keeping my instrument in shape. I am also studying music at SWIC, at their jazz program, and learning a whole different style of singing, which happens to be in the cornfield just across the way. So I'm doing that, and I'm also pivoting into voiceover right now, and I'm building a professional studio in my home. The contractors are actually here wiring it right now. So that I can just keep moving with my craft.
That's fantastic. Well, the voiceover business, needless to say, it took leaps and bounds, but I have several friends in the business that it's amazing what they can do in their own studios at home. And that's exactly where that business is going. You're smart because you always have been. I mean, you've been driven by passion, but your mind is also at the reins. So it's a good combination because you're looking for ways you can maximize your skills for the opportunities that are being presented. Now let's bring it back here, folks, because I know you're saying, John, you've gotten way off track because you're enchanted by Amy Bergmeier, as everyone is, okay? Come on, it's not just me. Well, enchanted is the word of the day because some enchanted evening is going to be a fantastic evening of the songs of Rodgers and Hammerstein at the Des Moines Playhouse. Go to dmplayhouse.com. You can find out more information about this production, who all's in it, all of the performance dates. Get your tickets because they are still practicing safe COVID guidelines at the Playhouse, and they still offer opportunities for people to see it virtually. But the thing is, you want to see it. If there's anything that theater people have really been missing for most of us, it's been to experience a musical theater stage performance. And that's what we get with this. Just for people that maybe aren't as familiar with Rodgers and Hammerstein, give us some samplings of what this show will have in it. Well, of course, talk about some that you sing and perform.
Okay. There are five of us in the show. And we all take our turns with different solos. And then we have some group numbers. Some of the favorite ones that I have are The Gentleman is a Dope, Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair. there's so many awesome songs. I'm losing track of
it. Well, it's what it's
right
going to. Yeah, folks, what it amounts to is it's just like if you had all of the Rodgers and Hammerstein's repertoire just kind of spill onto you in one delightful shower of enjoyment. That is what is going to happen to you when you get your tickets to experience some enchanting evening at the Des Moines Playhouse. You know, if you're looking for information, simply go to dmplayhouse.com and find out all the ticketing options, the dates that are available, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You will find out that there is a wonder of musicals just waiting for you there at this the show. So now that you're kind of back, you're finding ways to adapt and everything, this had to have just been like a thirsty crawler across the desert. And so now you're saying, okay, where is the next wellspring? So you're thinking, you're doing this jazz thing. So you obviously are about thinking about some other things, aren't you, Amy?
Yeah, I try to, you know, let me just also add, about 2 years ago, I had a voice injury that required surgery. And that was something that really kind of hit me hard. And I had to crawl back and claw my way back to the top vocally. And it is so important that I keep my instrument in shape. So that's why I turned to the SWIC school, because they have a wonderful music program there. And although it's not musical theater, it's not going to hurt me to branch out in that direction and learn something new. So that is a big thing that I'm working on. We've got some recitals there coming up. And I've learned to play some piano, which I never thought. I never even knew how to read music.
Get out of here, girl. Look at you.
I know. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And Francine Griffith, by the way, she has been so helpful in this journey because she even lent me a keyboard so that I could keep up with my classes. I love it. I'm like, oh, so that's what we're talking about, the notes on the staff. Okay, I get it now. So there's that. And, yeah, just kind of pivoting with purpose, trying to keep my craft going. And like I said, the voiceover thing is really important. And that I was actually planning to do that regardless, something that even when I'm on the road doing a national tour, I could work in my, you know, in my hotel room so that I am able to save up money that way.
Exactly.
I'm trying to always keep one step ahead and keep, you know, thinking business. Show
well,
business, right?
that is one of the reasons you have been successful. Your success will continue to grow. Amy Bergmeier is my guest. She is part of the cast, the incredible ensemble that has been gathered at the Des Moines Community Playhouse for Some Enchanted Evening, opening April 9th. It will be in repertory with Velveteen Rabbit, a great Kate Goldman Children's Theater production. Go to dmplayhouse.com, get all the information. Most importantly, get your tickets now, because that is what you're going to want to experience. And it'll be so fun to see Amy Bergmeier again on stage. Ah, I just makes my heart flutter. What can I say?
Thank
Amy,
you so much.
Thank you for your time. And break a leg. It's so fun to be able to say that to you.
Thank you. I hope to see you there opening night, April 9th.
You will.